This is a kind of a mass culture we live in, and it makes you look like something or act like something that you really aren't. You know, it's like a falseness. It's like a mass personality. Just made me so narrow that I couldn't really do again myself justice. So I just broke totally away from that whole modern dance thing. They had a lot of rules and regulations which just didn't fit with me, you know. I want to do this the way I want to do it. I want to determine my own destiny. I want to determine how I am to speak on a stage. I don't want to be a mass personality. I don't want to be a one dimension. I want to be me. I want to be human.
looking back, I can see that that frightened me. And I wanted to be a writer from that point on, but I was also afraid of being a writer. That meant, I didn't know exactly what it meant, but it was like something in the back of my mind. I wasn't clear about what that was. So for about the next 10 years after that, I flirted with being a writer. I'd start something, I wouldn't finish it. You know, I'd get involved and I wouldn't get involved, you know. And that was during the period. And after I got out of that period, I began, I saw writing as being like a curse, or something like I had to do. And I didn't really particularly want to do that because I have a like conflicting kind of personality in that. I'm extroverted sometimes. I like to go out and party and dance and be with the fellas and girls and so forth, you know. And writing is like isolated and it's introvert kind of thing, you know. So that was always a clash. Trying to find a way.
One mind.